Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
I said give me the hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zayda Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks!
Hey, everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley. I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yep, Spoiler. Yep, Spoiler.
Hello, my name is Zina Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
You're now listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Ro Moran, and Chino Liao coming to you for an audio-only episode, and this will also mark the official debut of our show host in training, bago natin siya ipakilala. We gotta let everybody know that the co-host search has officially ended because we have found ourselves a rookie, an intern, a show host in training, if you will.
A real shitty person. We need a new acronym, guys. We need
to bring it. Okay.
This is a very wrestling acronym.
Yes, that's right. So our show host in training is the person who we chose from the co-host search. Let's bring him onto the podcast. Please welcome Rowan, the show host in training.
Hello, everyone. And akala ko nga sa WWE lang yung mapapalitan yung pangalan ko. But right now, I am known as Rowan, S-H-I-T.
Yes. Buti alam mo.
That's your pod name.
You get your last name when you earn it. Just like Big E. Just like Big E and Andrade.
Hindi, like Veer. Si Veer nagkaroon ng last name nung na-earn na niya. You're Mahan. So si Rowan, the show host in training. Welcome to the podcast. Really quickly, can you introduce yourself to our listeners who may not have heard of you yet?
All right, I'm going to reintroduce myself. Hello, my name is Rowan, redacted. I am 20 years old from Quezon City. I am a dentistry student, second year. I have been a wrestling fan for 11 years, and I have been a loyal listener of this podcast since 2015.
Damn.
All right. 2015, 6 years going strong. 1 year after we debuted. So thank you for catching us in the very, very early stages of our show.
All right. So high school pa si Rowan, the show host in training, when he started listening to the podcast. And now he's following in the footsteps of many a local wrestling fan. And I hope that your impact on the scene is skewed towards the positive end of the spectrum.
Absolutely.
So one of Rowan's first ambags dito sa podcast is yung topic natin for this week's audio-only episode. And he wanted us to talk about wrestlers whose careers ended prematurely due to injury na we'd like to see make a comeback run. So, may inspiration ka ba dito, Rowan?
Well, I just seen Corey Graves and Byron Saxon like 2 or 3 weeks ago sa Raw. They won the 24/7 championship. And I know Corey Graves had his career ended prematurely due to concussions, right? So, yeah. Right now, parang he stated before that he was on the no-touch list. Pero as we seen last time on Raw, he it's kind of an action na rin kasi diba he was
rolled up. Yeah.
So I guess pwede na siya kind of
touch. Pwede na siya touch.
Yeah.
So really quickly, the no touch list is something that's being talked about in wrestling circles as people or talent who can't be involved in any physical altercations or physical segments on WWE programming, at least. I'm not sure kung meron ganun sa AEW or New Japan or every other promotion. But this is something that has been talked about by people who used to be on the no-contact list. People like Christian, people like Bryan Danielson.
Si Edge, di ba dati?
Yeah, they were on the no touch list. I believe Stone Cold is also on that list based on an interview he gave years ago. So on that note, let's start our list of these wrestlers whose careers ended prematurely. Na gusto natin magkaroon ng comeback at some point. And let's start with a name I just mentioned. Chino, you wrote down Stone Cold Steve Austin. Make the case.
Yeah, we talked about Stone Cold Steve Austin during 316 Day and talked about how he had the best 5 years any wrestler could ever have. Diba? Headlined WrestleMania, started a whole movement, became champion. It's revolutionized the sport. But I feel like his career ended prematurely because while injuries weren't the main cause of him having to retire, injuries were a contributing factor, to say the least. And so because we experienced Stone Cold as a hot flash, if you will, in the wrestling world, one can't help but wonder what a prolonged era of Austin would be like, diba? Parang pag pinatagal mo yung Austin 316 to as long as the C Nation, diba? What would that be like? Will it be as sustained? Madami pa bang mag-middle finger ngayon, lalo na sa cancel culture natin? Is that going to be a thing that we can grab onto in 2021? Diba? Kasi ngayon, parang nostalgia na lang yung nagdadala kay Stone Cold. Eh. The idea of Stone Cold stunning whoever he stuns for that spot he does once every year. Diba? So, it plays with my imagination.
Interesting Stone Cold factoid. His WWF run only lasted 8 years. So a lot of people on the roster right now have more longevity than the Stone Cold Steve Austin character. Like Daniel Bryan was a longer entity on the WWE than Stone Cold Steve Austin was. So imagine how more impactful it would have been had he had a longer run at the top.
Yeah, especially during that time, diba? Attitude era, kasagsagan talaga ng popularity ni Austin, nung pagka-degenerate talaga ng American pop culture. So yeah, really interesting stuff to see what 40-year-old Stone Cold would have been as a wrestler or as a character, you know, beyond the Sheriff of Raw gimmick that he had through 2003. Sticking with somebody whose popularity was also at its peak during the 90s, let's talk about Bret the Hitman Hart. Yes, he did have that comeback in 2010 when he had that no disqualification match with Mr. McMahon at WrestleMania 26. But for most people, Bret Hart's run ended in WCW after that fateful match with one Bill Goldberg.
Yeah, sayang lang because you see wrestlers wrestling in their 40s now, and that was really taken away from us. Us who grew up in the 2000s, we could have seen a still good Bret Hart going at it well into his 50s, but now we can't because Goldberg stiffed him. So yun, sayang lang.
Yeah. The technical skill that Bret Hart brought to the ring during his heyday was just unmatched and unparalleled. Diba? Kahit panoorin mo ngayon sa network yung mga matches niya, it's still so captivating. And so I can't help but wonder, diba? Kasi na-influence niya yung mga tao ngayon, eh, like the Zack Sabre Jr.'s of the world or yung mga technical wrestlers na pinapanood natin ngayon, diba? The Daniel Bryan's of the world. Diba?
Rowan, naabutan mo ba yung match ni Bret Hart at WrestleMania 26, I believe?
Yes,
the one with Vince?
Yep, I did. Pero parang ni-replay na lang ng Jack TV in like around November. And
right.
I actually catched up when Bret Hart won the United States title from The Miz.
Yeah, that happened.
What? I don't remember.
Yeah,
yes,
that was a thing.
This was the thing.
That was a thing.
And then,
yes.
And then when he became the general manager of Raw, he had to strip the title.
Yes,
and 2 weeks later. 2 weeks after he won.
So, yep. So Rowan, tanungin lang kita, as a newer fan to wrestling, when you was that the first time you saw Bret Hart? And if so, what were your impressions of him?
I really think he's cool. And I really wish nakita ko siya wrestling on his prime. Siguro if I lived in the 80s, parang, or kailan ba siya active?
80s, 90s.
Siguro kung napanood ko siya during those times, magiging so super favorite ko siya.
Right. See, so yung impact talaga ni Bret Hart, even now, people, diba, diamond rappers na nagkukot ng Bret Hart sa lyrics.
It was even in The Simpsons.
Yeah. Right, he was even on The Simpsons. Exactly. So the impact that he has on the culture, even just outside of wrestling, sayang lang na maaga siyang nag-retire.
Yeah. Because, you know, things happen. Let's go to the next name on our list. And this is another member of the legendary Hart family, Tyson Kidd, or, you know, his real name, TJ Wilson, which he gets acknowledged as now, that he's a producer in the WWE. And I have a very soft spot for Tyson Kidd because he was Cesaro's tag team partner. I loved that tag team, Cesaro and Kidd. Tapos, it was really unfortunate how that muscle buster from Samoa Joe in 2015 just ended his career prematurely. It was nobody's fault. Everybody acknowledges na, you know, there's no ill will towards anybody. It's just really something na sobrang minalas talaga lahat ng mga taong involved. Rowan, since you're the newer fan here and you've seen parts of Tyson Kidd's career, what do you remember best about his run?
All right, this is my favorite part. So si Tyson Kidd, he's one of my favorite wrestlers actually during my first months as a wrestling fan. But say he just have this unique look. Like yung hairstyle niya is
the crown.
Kind of bald, and then may merong siyang bang sa harapan, spiked it a little up. And then parang short-lived yung tag team for me, parang hindi ko masyado naabutan kasi yung Hart Dynasty. And with Harry Smith being employed a couple of months ago, I had a feeling na pwede sila mag-tag team ulit, you know, or even with Cesaro.
Yeah, well, obviously, we're never going to find out, diba? And I'm not sure if Tyson Kidd is on that no contact list. Obviously, that's not like a public document, diba? We only find out when these wrestlers, these superstars, speak about it in interviews. I just think that the silver lining to have come out of all of this is that he's one of those people who didn't really go to a dark place. Like, they just stayed in the industry, and in fact they've contributed even more, even in their post in-ring career, diba? Like, the women in WWE speak so highly about his contributions to their matches as a producer and as a road agent and as a mentor.
Yeah, not to sound cliche here, pero you know the old saying, when a door closes, a window opens, diba? So parang he found another opportunity to contribute to the business by being a producer and by being an agent. And in that way, he was able to contribute to the women's evolution that we see now. So, kahit sabihin natin sayang yung career ni Tyson Kidd as an in-ring performer, he still was able to make an impact as a backstage personality.
I say this with no knowledge of his medical condition whatsoever, but I feel like if people like Daniel Bryan and Christian could make a comeback, and Edge could make a comeback, feeling ko pwede rin ka-comeback si Tyson Kidd. But I feel like he's also pretty happy being a producer backstage in the WWE. The women,
non-wrestling capacity.
Yeah, the women definitely love him producing their matches. So I guess he's found a happy place na rin.
One of the times naging favorite ko siya is when he put over like the guys like Neville, Sami Zayn, and Tyler Breeze. Remember that Fatal 4
in NXT, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. His NXT run was an all-time run for me. Yeah, one of my favorite parts like favorite in NXT. Ko
yep.
For sure. Since we mentioned Tyson Kidd, who's a big advocate of the female performers in WWE, let's talk about a female performer whose career also ended prematurely, and that's Paige. So, see, Paige, when she first appeared on NXT and then she made that surprise debut about a year or two after on Raw and won the Divas Championship from AJ Lee, I really thought that she would be a staple of the women's division for years and years and years, and yet her run was like half lang, maybe even less of Stone Cold's 8-year run.
Yeah, it's pretty unfortunate that such a promising talent that they signed because of her pedigree, diba, got cut short. And I think it's one of the biggest what if stories that is plaguing the women's division right now. But buti na lang their NXT signings in, you know, Becky, Charlotte, Bayley, Sasha, they all paid off. So Paige's loss isn't felt as much. Not that we don't want her to come back. I still want to know what would have happened if she were to fulfill her destiny.
Sayang din kasi si Paige, because like you said, diba, the Four Horsewomen paved the way for the women's evolution. Nauna pa siya dun sa Four Horsewomen. And she was one of the first female wrestlers. They called her the anti-diva for that specific reason, diba? Kasi she was so against the grain. And sayang yung potential niya, like you guys said, because she got injured so fast. and this ended up relegating her to a managerial position, something that she really wasn't too pleased with, because obviously gusto din din talagang mag-wrestle. So sayang din kasi now that people like you sabi nga ni Ro, diba, like sila Edge, Christian, and Bryan Danielson have made the comeback to the ring, baka kaya naman din Paige, diba? Maybe it's within the realm of possibilities. However, feeling ko at this point of her career, with all the things that are happening with the Twitch and WWE issues, baka parang ayaw na din yung. So I can't really say, man. They're gone too soon, Paige, from the wrestling world.
I just want to mention na parang naramdaman ko yung pain niya like days before she retired. Like, I don't know if you guys catch this up, pero during the WrestleMania 34 pre-show, during the Women's Battle Royal, she returned as a commentator. Pero parang na-mention ata, was it Michael Cole? Parang sinabi, oh, you're not gonna be part of this match because of the injury that you sustained. And then Paige later on mentioned that, oh, maybe next year. Pero the next night on Raw, nag-retire na siya. So I guess parang, ano, she's really hungry to wrestle still. And parang recently nga, she even tweeted that she still wants to wrestle.
I think she is being held back by the WWE. So I feel that if she were to leave the company and, you know, not be officially contracted anymore, I feel like another company would give her a shot. So I think, like Chyna said, it's in the cards, I think. And we could be seeing her in the ring, you know, before she gets even older.
Yeah, it's all speculation really on our end, just because hindi naman natin alam yung medical records yan, but like, you know, basically everybody else on this list. Just want to add really quickly na I felt the worst for Paige nung 2018 Royal Rumble, diba? That was the very first Women's Royal Rumble, and she was actually preparing for that moment kasi that was right as she made her in-ring comeback towards the end of 2017. Early 2018 with Absolution. So sobrang sayang lang talaga na we never got that moment. And ganun din, like with the WrestleMania 34 Battle Royal, I think she was just doing commentary nung Women's Royal Rumble, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, when you guys, sorry, just a quick word. When you guys say na before she gets older, somebody said that she's only 29. So may oras pa siya. Diba? Yeah. You see guys wrestling into their 40s now. Diba? Bryan Danielson took 3 years out. Si Edge, 11 years bago nakabalik. So it's really not impossible for her to come back.
Yes.
It's just coming up with the appropriate opportunity.
Yeah, and you know, kung ano nga talaga, kung yung medical issues niya, which again are different from everybody else, will eventually allow her, diba? Alright, next up, Wade Barrett. This is a weird case in the sense na I'm not sure, or I don't think it's that public, na meron talagang medical issues si Wade Barrett that have ended his career. But the last time he wrestled was in 2016, diba? Right as he left WWE. And when he returned to the wrestling world, he was a commissioner in Defiant, I believe, in the UK. And then he did color commentary for NWA. And then he came back to WWE as part of the NXT commentary team. So what do we know about Wade Barrett's medical situation? Meron ba?
Ano ba? I don't know. I think he doesn't want to wrestle anymore. I feel like he's not super injured, but he doesn't want to, you know, put his body through all of that. It feels like he doesn't want to put his body through all of that. He's happy being a commentator. And you know, if I were him and I took all the bumps he did, I wouldn't be against the idea as well. So ito rin, ito mas, ano, mas likely na makakabalik siya when he really, really wants to.
Wade Barrett's career also just as quick and just as hot as all the other people mentioned on this list. However, yung case niya is a little different because he wasn't really injured. So I don't really know what the reason for his departure from in-ring competition is. Malay mo, nagsawa na siya from taking all those bumps, di ba? Or naniwala siya kay John Cena when he banished the Nexus from the WWE. We really don't know. However, he seemed to find his groove as a commentator for NXT. And ang ganda ng tandem nung trio nilang tatlo, Beth Phoenix, himself, and
Vic Joseph.
Other guy. Vic Joseph, there we go. Ang ganda ng premise ng Nino Tatlo, and it keeps us wanting to watch more of NXT. So maybe he's found his true calling in the WWE.
Perhaps, perhaps. Rowan, you put Wade Barrett on the original draft. So any thoughts on the former King of the Ring?
Not only a former King of the Ring, he is also the winner of the Season 1 NXT. And yeah, I just want to mention that. And I actually still want to see him become a world champion. Like, if not in the main roster, pwede rin sa NXT mismo. Like, he can snap his headset off and then attack Tommaso Ciampa. I just want to see him as a champion again. I want to see him in ring competition again.
Yeah, given the direction of NXT 2.0, I think that's actually unlikely. But we can dream. We can dream of a scenario in which Wade Barrett comes out of retirement and shows up on Raw or SmackDown with like Nexus 2.0 or something, or the Core 2.0.
Retribution.
No. let's not go that far. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get to the second half of this list. But first, we got to let you know of one of the ways you can support the Wrestling Podcast, and that is through your online shopping over on Lazada.
All right, guys. It's almost the 12/12 sale, the last big sale of the year in a couple of weeks. So you can still get in your shopping on Lazada kasi hashtag nasa Lazada yan, and support the podcast in the process. All you got to do is use our affiliate link, podlink.co/IAM, podlink.co/IAM, and type that in your mobile browser at the cart and check out on the mobile app. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost.
And now a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Are you a big sports fan? If so, make sure to listen to Off the Record with me, Migs Bustos. Together, we'll get up close and personal with the biggest names in the sports industry. Check it out after listening to this episode. Off the Record is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all other major podcast platforms thanks to Podcast Network Asia. Catch you guys on my show.
And we're back with our list of wrestlers whose careers ended prematurely due to injuries. Na gusto natin makitang mag-comeback, let's start off with another color commentator in WWE that we all have a soft spot for, and that is Nigel McGuinness. So let's make the case for Nigel.
Okay, so Nigel McGuinness was on the brink of a big, big breakthrough in his career. He was in TNA, so he was a pretty big deal. He was one of the best signings that TNA had, because when WWE was signing up guys like Bryan Danielson and Low-Ki, TNA got Nigel McGuinness. And sayang lang that he was not able to follow through and, you know, take his career even higher. And now he's happy as a color commentator. He does a damn good job of being a color commentator. And I don't know. I still want to see him. I wasn't, you know, that big of a Nigel McGuinness fan back then. But had I seen his career in Ring of Honor and all of that other good stuff in the indies, I probably would have been a Nigel McGuinness guy. So now I will admit I know him better as the good British color commentator in WWE.
Yeah. Quick question for Roe or Chino na lang. I guess this is for Rowan. What's his comp? Like, you look at someone like Nigel McGuinness in the ring with his size, his look, and his moveset. Who can you compare him to from the current generation?
He's big. He's a big dude. So he is more like he was like their better Randy Orton. Parang ganun. He was like a smaller Samoa Joe. If that makes sense.
Oh, parang medyo stiffer siya, diba?
Yeah, yeah. He was really Japanese influenced.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be honest here. He did a whole well-versed career ni Nigel, because it's part of my indie dark spot here, my indie blind spot here. Yes. But I've heard people like Daniel Bryan and the like talk about how good he was in the ring, how hard he hit. See, Bryan Danielson mismo attest to that fact, to say they had this one match where they just kicked each other in the indie. If Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, talks about how hard you kick, then alam mo malakas ka talaga sa wipa,
yep.
Eh, diba? So it's just it's a testament to the man's skill in the ring. Now that said, I really would have wanted to witness this, to see it, other than from the random YouTube clips that I see. Kasi sayang din, diba? Kasi you have that talent and that capability, and it wasn't really showcased in the largest wrestling stage of them all. However, that said, like all the other or most of the other people on this list, he's also found his calling as a commentator, and he seems to fit that role well.
I remember na binanggit niya in his documentary on the WWE Network na he was already signed or about to get signed, and then his medical tests came up na parang he had like hepatitis or something. There was a disease or a condition that medically disqualified him. So they had to rescind the contract, kaya hindi natuloy. So it took years until NXT decided to do the UK tournament, and then that's how Nigel McGuinness was brought into WWE. Rowan, the show host intern, yes. Since you are relatively new to the fandom, what was your first touch point with Nigel McGuinness?
Well, una ko talaga siya nakilala when he debuted for NXT as a commentator during the UK Championship Tournament. And I'm really not familiar with him kasi I never saw him wrestle. And I heard he was from TNA as Desmond Wolf. And that's all about it. Tapos nalaman ko rin that he's also a magician like me.
Oh, interesting. All right, begin ko namin a homework here on the pod. That match that Chino mentioned between him and Brian, it's on YouTube in full. Go look for it. Go watch it.
Yeah, this generation knows him best as a commentator kasi for the good part of the decade, of the last decade, he was pretty much already doing color commentary. So, yun talaga. I wouldn't blame you at all for not knowing that he was actually a wrestler and he is actually bigger than he looks.
Yeah, yeah. So, like when he stands next to Vic Joseph, ano sila, magkapantay lang sila ng height, and they're both tall dudes.
Yeah. It just also, iba yung itsura niya sa indies eh. So it's really, hindi mo din talaga masabi na siya yun, like compared to what he looks like now.
For sure, for sure. Right, moving on to the next name on our list. Let's talk about AJ Lee. Now, AJ is one of those very few wrestlers na when their career ended, they didn't lose. But it's a tradition in the business na you go out on your back, so to speak. But AJ Lee's last wrestling match in the WWE was her and Paige teaming up against the Bella Twins and winning at WrestleMania. So let's make the case for AJ and her hypothetical comeback if she would ever want to.
I don't think that comeback is ever happening because Punk himself, her husband, has said that her neck is really, really bad. So I don't think she would want to risk that all over again. But AJ's run lasted, 4 years or so? Mga ganun. And she is still one of the most requested wrestlers for a comeback by WWE fans everywhere. So you can imagine the total impact of AJ Lee for not being the stereotypical WWE diva at the time. Diba? Even though she admittedly wasn't the best, she went over so well with a lot of fans. So if this were to happen, I think a lot of people would blow their top.
Yeah, the people, the divas, the female wrestlers like AJ, like Paige, paved the way for the current crop of females to arrive. The likes of Cora Jade, who we see on NXT right now. The mga anti-divas, the mga alt-beauties, shall we say. And if it weren't for them, we wouldn't be getting all this new crop of current female prospects. So I feel like si AJ is also part of that unfortunate boat with Paige, which is ironic kasi natalo siya ni Paige, di ba? And then we thought na all the way na si Paige na hindi din pala nangyari. And with AJ, the same thing also happened. The only difference is kahit paano nakabuelo si AJ Lee, eh. Di ba? She still had a few good runs in her. However, unfortunately, injury is a pesky little thing on the neck. And so it's sad to see her go out like that, but at the same time, you can't help but wonder as well. Right? Sabihin natin, let sleeping dogs lay, but still, deep down, I feel like may comeback pa rin.
I don't know. I can't guess kasi nga, yung sarili niyang asawa sinabi na that's likely not happening, especially with her successful post-wrestling career as an author, as a motivational speaker, and everything else she's able to do in between. Rowan, any thoughts on AJ Lee?
She's actually one of my first favorite female wrestlers. Kasi siya yung parang girl next door, you know? And parang nerdy type of chick siya.
So, nagka-crush ka rin kay AJ Lee?
I don't know.
Wala namang masama doon.
Wala namang masama doon.
Sinasabi mo lang naman na may crush ka kay AJ Lee. I'm sure a lot of us at some point did as well, so there's no shame in that, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. Also, si AJ, para, before we forget, is associated with the new wrestling promotion of Jeannie Buss, diba?
Jeannie Buss. She the owner of the Lakers.
Commentator, color commentator, yeah. Producer. For a while. Diba? Of that promotion. So, malay natin. Baka makapasok siya doon.
Yeah, it was one of those things that I didn't have on my 2021 wrestling bingo card. And again, a lot of the things that happened this year were also not on my 2021 wrestling bingo card, both good and bad. So yeah, AJ Lee. All right, let's go to name number 8, Corey Graves. See, Corey Graves, when he retired in, I believe, 2014, it was due to concussion issues. And it was not long after Christian also stopped competing because of the same medical condition. And I remember first seeing him being introduced as a commentator at an NXT TakeOver. I think it was like Our Evolution or something. And I never really got to see him perform. So I'm going to start with Ro, kasi mas matagal kang nanood ng NXT before me. What do you remember about his in-ring run?
He wasn't spectacular. Like, people were comparing him to a young CM Punk, but I think that was only because of the Punk gimmick and the tattoos. Pero he was okay. Parang I'm sure the WWE saw that he was someone who was coachable and moldable to their standards. So I don't know what his ceiling would have been in the company. But as we all know now, he can talk, and that leveraged him, you know, to become a successful color commentator, to be a part of that broadcast machine. So I don't know if people want to see him back. I don't think he built up that much goodwill for people to want to, you know, clamor for him. So, but if he wants to wrestle again, I wouldn't be opposed to it. I don't think he's that old to begin with.
Yeah, he's only in his mid-30s. And he has a brother na mas bata pa who was really famous in Mexico as Sam Adonis, yung pro-Trump na heel, wrestler. Let's go to Rowan first before we go to Chino. What do you remember about seeing Corey Graves for the first time? Pareho ba tayo na you first saw him on TV as a commentator?
No, actually, inconsistent nga ako when I saw him in NXT first. And then, so when NXT was in Studio 23, hindi klaro kung ano yung schedule nila. So
what a throwback, Studio 23.
Yeah, so hindi ko alam kung when I would catch up on NXT. First time I saw him was when he competed for the NXT title versus Rollins. And then next thing you know, parang some month after, he is tagging with Neville. And
so nabutan mo yung run na yun. Okay, yes. Great. Tell us more.
Parang meron silang maliit na feud with Sami Zayn, pero parang it ended abruptly.
Yeah, as stories do. Cool. Chino, tell us about Corey Graves.
So, like Rowan was saying, he was one of my first favorites in NXT when I started watching NXT at that time. I remember his tag team run as champions with one Adrian Neville, who we now see as Pac on AEW. And I like how I liked his whole gimmick, even though he himself acknowledges the fact that it's very CM Punk inspired. Like, he said it himself on tape that the WWE wanted their own undertow CM Punk, right? A CM Punk that they can control, right, in a sense. And that's why they had Corey Graves. Now, unfortunately, concussion issues would plague him and prevent him from making a successful in-ring return. Kasi I liked his whole gimmick na anti-establishment siya. Tapos his finisher was the reverse figure four. So he would put you, he'd do the reverse figure four without having to turn over, which to me was just like counterintuitive in a sense. So nagustuhan ko yung aspect na yun. However, right now where he stands as the true voice of the WWE, diba? When I think of commentary teams, I think of Corey Graves right now. Not that I'm saying I don't want to see him back or that buta na lang na injure siya. But I feel like out of all the people on this list, siya yung nakahanap talaga ng calling niya as a commentator.
Right. I like what you said about Corey Graves, I guess, being the voice of the WWE. In many ways, that's actually kind of true. Kasi he's gone through every show. like literally every show except probably NXT UK. Lahat yung dinaanan na ni Corey Graves. And this generation of wrestling fans probably thinks of him now the same way that Chino's generation would think of JR and Jerry Lawler, diba? So that makes a lot of sense to me. Let's move on to our last two names, and let's start off with this one. Ito, this wrestling career, I do believe, was also gone too soon, and that's Jason Jordan. So, Jason Jordan was really mostly known as a tag team competitor, diba, with Chad Gable as part of American Alpha. They won the SmackDown and NXT Tag Team Championships, then he went to Raw, won the titles with Seth Din. He was also Kurt Angle's son. That's kind of weird. And then after that, he really just disappeared, and people didn't know why until meron mga bali-balitang lumabas na apparently ganun din, na medically disqualified na rin siya.
Yeah, I had such high hopes for Jason Jordan. The both of them, him and Chad Gable, were such good wrestlers that I had a feeling that they would be pushed to the moon eventually, as I don't know, whenever they would be split up. So sobrang sayang lang when we found out that he couldn't continue anymore because of his, I believe, his bad neck. So American Alpha was one of the best products NXT ever had. And it just pains me to see a young talent like this, a young promising talent like this, get cut short because of factors he had no control in.
Kawawa din kasi si Jason Jordan because of the fact that he's also been, kahit sabihin natin young talent sila pareho ni Chad Gable during their time in Alpha, in American Alphas. Medyo matagal na din siya sa NXT noon eh, di ba? Like, yeah, I remember seeing him even way before the American Alpha were a thing. Di ba? And when he got his shot as a tag team, as a solid tag team, I couldn't help but be happy for him because there are guys in NXT who just meander in the mid-card because they aren't able to grab onto something successful. And when you see guys like Jason Jordan or Scott Dawson or another name escapes me, right?
Angelo Dawkins,
above the Street Profits. Yung guys na nandun na sobrang tagal, wala silang makuhang pop from the crowd, and they finally get a tag team that works. You can't help but be happy for him. So sayang lang din si Jason Jordan because he had to bow out so quickly, especially after the American Alpha were broken up so quickly after their call-up.
Yeah, Jason Jordan, as far as we know, works backstage net and as a producer. I believe we first saw him in that role during the Jeff Hardy Sheamus storyline on SmackDown last year. Like, he was in the background. It's a performance center in a suit. And then that's when people started speculating that, oh, producer na pala siya. Oh, retired na pala siya. So I guess that's pretty much what allowed people to find out na he's now a producer. Rowan, do you have any thoughts on Jason Jordan?
You know, sa sobrang tagal na ni Jason Jordan sa NXT, yung first time na nakita ko siya was he was teaming up with the pre-Perfect 10, Ty Dillinger.
Yes. Oh, yes. I remember that.
Yeah, they have that weird tag team and then they got on sila in a feud. And then it later transitioned that Jason Jordan is now with Chad Gable. And then meron sila backstage segment with the Ready, Willing Gable towel.
Mm, sinusuyo pa siya ni Chad Gable nun.
Yeah, and then they had, I think the following year later, naglaban sila with the Revival for the titles.
Yes.
That incredible match. And then, nagkaroon nga ng parang comparison like with the Steiner brothers, I believe, due to their attire and their appearance as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And I believe he's the only or first superstar to win the Raw, SmackDown, and NXT Tag Team Championships as a single star, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, kasi iba-iba yung mga partners niya when he won those different titles. So yeah, Jason Jordan, ganun din. I'm happy na he at least was able to find his calling or find a career post-wrestling as a backstage producer. Right, we're going to round out our list with a name that Ro contributed to to this episode. Let's talk about Monty Brown, or if you remember him from ECW, Marcus Corvaughn.
The alpha male.
So I don't know if Rowan is familiar with Marcus Corvaughn or Monty Brown, pero
I'm not.
That's okay. It's okay. He was way before your introduction to pro wrestling. But I believe that Monty Brown was WWE's biggest signing from TNA at the time. So Monty Brown was a big African American star that TNA had, and then syempre, you go over to the major leagues because you are rising in your career, and then all of a sudden, his career wasn't cut short, admittedly because of an injury, but because of family issues, and hindi na siya nakabalik for whatever reason. I don't know why, but I felt like the entire time I felt like he could have always come back to wrestling if he really wanted to, but I guess he didn't want to. And sobrang sayang now because he is so good, everybody still remembers the pounce, his finishing maneuver. Yeah. So everybody still asks about the pounce. If you see someone doing the pounce, everyone above a certain age will tell you that that was Monty Brown's thing. And putting him in ECW at the time, back in 2006, 2007, that was a sign that WWE wanted to do something with you, and they were training you they were molding you for the future. So imagine what could have happened, what could have been for an African-American wrestler like Monty Brown had he continued. He might have been, you know, the first ever African-American WWE champion before Kofi, before Lashley, diba? Before Big E.
Yeah, tama yung sinabi ni Ro about ECW in the mid-2000s being like the training ground for the stars heading to the big time, diba? John Morrison, CM Punk, Bobby Lashley, lahat sila dumaan sa stage na yun eh. So, whenever I think of the pounce, yun talaga yung epitome of ginombag yung tao. So, talagang lumilipad sila. So, that's what I remember from Monty Brown's TNA days. Chino, I'm sure you remember even more.
No, I remember Monty Brown from his TNA days. Noong una nung nakita ko yung pounce, honestly, hindi ako na-impressed because I was like, eh, shoulder tackle lang yun eh. Bakit kayo lumilipad, guys? Ginagawa niyo yun regularly, tapos lilipad kayo. Diba? But then, the way he sells it as a former linebacker, diba? And if you're not knowledgeable with American football, yan yung basic tackle na ginagawa nila in a scrimmage. So, imagine it mo, diba? May pad sila noon, full force. Ito, walang pads, full force pa rin. And he's able to execute it so effortlessly. The WWE has had a history of converting mga athletes from other sports into pro wrestlers. And they really tried with Monty Brown. Unfortunately, he is going to remain one of those biggest what-ifs sa WWE because we really couldn't tell where he would have gone had he stuck with the company.
So there, that's a quick history lesson for Rowan, the show host intern, who was obviously too young to have seen the alpha male Monty Brown or Marcus Corvon at yung pagjombag niya sa mga nakalaban niya. Yes, Rowan.
Well, actually...
Ba't ka nagtataas ng kamay? Klase ba to?
Well, ba't ka kagayon stand teacher ka ba?
Yeah, he is.
I am.
The Rowan?
Yes, Rowan, go ahead.
I was just gonna mention that the only time I saw Marcus Carbon was on SVR 08 nung nag-explore ako ng mga ano lumang wrestling games. Yun. And then one of the old wrestling games I bought was 08 ng SVR.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, one of the last games then from that series, being SmackDown versus Raw, which we should probably talk about in one of these audio-only episodes one of these days.
Pagdabas sa siguro ng Tokyo 22.
Yeah, in a few months, by March. All right, so there you have it. Those are that's our list, rather, of wrestlers whose careers ended prematurely. Now, you know, we hope or want to see in a comeback, like in some, I don't know, alternate universe or alternate dimension or what have you. I'm sure we missed out on a lot of names. Meron pa kayo naiisip na iba. Okay lang yan. Tweet nyo kami or send us a comment or a question sa TikTok at Wrestling2XPod. Now, before we get out of here and let you know how you can get in touch with us, here are a few ways to support the podcast. And we can start off with the Patreon community. The Wrestling Podcast Patreon community has really grown over the last few days, and we want you to be a part of it.
Yeah, the Tagalog commentary by Stan and Carlo Pimentuan really drew in a lot of people who wanted to catch it live, and it did not disappoint. If you guys saw Survivor Series, it was really made better by, you know, hearing commentary in our own native tongue. And if you want to catch the next WWE pay-per-view, which will also have that Tagalog commentary. That's going to be day one on January 2, Manila time. So you can sign up for our Patreon at patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast to sign up to catch that with us. You get access to our Discord community where we do the watch parties. We also get exclusive review content of all the shows, all the pay-per-views every week. And you also get the chance to get WWE merch kasi papasabay kami. And we're also giving out, you know, free merch of their choosing, of our patrons choosing, because it's Christmas. And what better way to give back than to give them a little something-something from the States. And also, we also have some free merch of our own that we are giving out soon. So if you want all of that good stuff, again, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast for as low as 250 pesos a month.
You can also support the pod by protecting your online activity and your devices by getting a subscription over at NordVPN.
All right, guys, you can protect your online activity on the internet by subscribing to a NordVPN account. All you got to do is use our link, podlink.co/the numbers 476, podlink.co/476. It will take you to the NordVPN store page where you can sign up for a 2-year and 4-month subscription, all for a great deal of $89. All right.
And another couple of ways to support the pod. You can start off with your online shopping as well over on Shopee kasi malapit na namang mag-sale.
Yes, malapit na mag-end of month sale, payday sale. So all you got to do is use our affiliate link to support the podcast with your shopping on Shopee. It is podlink.co/W9X, podlink.co/W9, and the letter X. Same as before, type that in your mobile browser, add the cart, and check out on the mobile app. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost.
And finally, you can treat yourself to something from the Nike Southeast Asian online store, especially ngayon magpapasko na.
Right. So if you want to get some new drip from the Nike Southeast Asia store, all you got to do is use our affiliate link, podlink.co/2J8, podlink.co/2J8. It will take you to the Nike Southeast Asia online store, and what you buy will also help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost to you.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Wrestling Podcast. We'll catch you on Thursday for our weekly live stream on Kumu at Wrestling Pod or on Facebook, facebook.com/wrestlingpodcast. That's Thursday at 7 p.m. You can also follow us on social media. Same handle for Instagram, instagram.com/wrestlingpodcast. And like I said earlier, for Twitter and TikTok, it is at Wrestling2XPod. You can tweet me at _StanC, Chino at ChinoSupersized, Ro at RoIsWar, and Ro and the show host intern. Do you want the listeners to start coming for you on Twitter?
Yes, please. On Twitter, please follow me, Monday Night Rowan, N-I-T-E, and on Instagram, Monday Night Rowan, normal spelling.
All right.
Kala ko magka-cut siya ulit eh. Dapat 2 cuts lang pag intern eh. Wala pa yun sa benefits package.
So if you want to give some comments to Rowan, the show host intern, that's how you can reach him. Wala mo ng hate mail. Hindi pa siya ready for that.
Wala
so,
pa. Training pa lang, guys. Kalma lang.
Oh, constructive criticism lang muna tayo. Yeah. Alright? So that's gonna do it for us. Thank you so much to Babyface producer Gel and the PNA team for doing the good work behind the scenes. On behalf of Rowan, the show host intern, Ro Moran and Chino Liao, my name is Stancy, reminding everyone to please mask up, get your vaccines if you can, and by next year, go ahead and vote Wrestling Podcast out.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.